Well, it is game day Thursday, 8:15 kickoff, New England Patriots and the Jets this evening, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will get to today's front office report with Craig Breslow at 9. Red Sox, 4 out, Curtis, with 10 remaining. So you're saying there's a chance.
Only 10 left. My heart, I can't even think about the end of the baseball season. I just enter a deep depression.
I understand. It's end of summer, and it's depressing.
They really turned it around the second half. Wow, impressive.
Well, they're 500 right now.
Are they? Oh, yeah, they're right back at the...
Yep, 500.
76-76, and Scheim loses another bet.
Yeah, what's the
Haven't lost that bet yet, Curtis. They have to get to 78 wins for me to lose.
Well, still have a shot.
Yep.
So the Sox have to win. Alive. They have to win 2 more.
Correct.
Of the last 10. And you lose your bet with baseball, Brett.
Correct. Because originally Brett had sent me a message, and he's like, just to clarify, the over-under was 77.5. So 77 and less, I win. 78 and more, Brett wins. Okay.
Wiggy's in Florida and joining us from Miami on a beautiful morning there. Wiggy, what did you say earlier? Is it in the 80s?
Oh, man, yeah. It's like, I think it's going to be like 88 today or something along those lines. Sun's gonna be out. You know what that means? Beach day.
Yeah. Have you and the missus selected the beach where you will
christen? Where we will have sex later? No, but there's plenty of beaches out here to do that on.
I would be nervous though, because I do think Florida beaches are patrolled at night.
So. We are beach sexers.
Believe me, sex would be the last thing they'd be worried about.
Courtney, my man Dan has been down here for 6 years producing, and he's shaking his head like, nah, that ain't the case. Nobody's patrolling them at nighttime.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to Courtney in the news coming up in about 15 minutes, but right now this...
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday right now. Scheim, where should we start this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with the Boston Bruins, because I don't think we've talked about this quite enough this morning. And so let's start with Jim Montgomery, who also spoke yesterday. And this could be one of the reasons why the Bruins don't seem like they're in a rush to get things done with Jeremy Swayman, because Monty was asked about his confidence in the other goalies they have on the team. And this was Monty's response.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, you look at 22 years of goalie Bob's history here, it's pretty special, you know. So he does great work in getting our goaltenders ready, no matter who they are.
Wow. Okay, I mean, so they're going to – Curtis, you may have brought this up last week, that the way they're looking at this might be that goalie Bob has done a great job with – you name the goaltender, Tuukka, Swayman, Linus. They are looking at this like, we don't necessarily have to have Jeremy Swayman on this hockey team. No. unless he's willing to make $6.5 million a year.
I would just say, next time, why don't you extend the guy you're going to keep and then trade the other goalie?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make more sense? Don't they have all the leverage right now if they still have Linus?
Yeah.
This is a Bill Belichick move, isn't it? Like, we can still win. In spite of the player, like, it's like, I can always get the next defensive back.
Well, Wiggy, this is their Dante Scarnecchia moment, where they're like, oh, I don't need to pay Logan Mankins all this money. I'll just find a guy and Dante will turn him into the next great guard.
Yeah.
Which I think is dumb. I understand what you're saying and goalie Bob, but I think if you have a guy that has the potential to be a Vezina winner and could be a guy that you can rely on for the next 8 to 10 years between the pipes. Like, I don't think you get rid of that guy, even though you go, hey, goalie Bob is great and he could do some things. That's why I'm baffled on what the hell they're doing down there.
They tend to be cheap. Like, so if you're not willing to set the Bruins market with Jeremy Swayman at $8.5 million a year, then you are going to look at goalie Bob and say he can do something with one of these guys and we'll be fine. I mean, listen, you remember when it was a big deal for them? It wasn't that long ago to pay Charlie McAvoy $5 million a year. It wasn't that long ago. So, I mean, you gave Pastrnak his money. What's he making? Eight a year?
Yeah.
What did he get?
Okay. He got 11 a year.
I thought he got 11. I thought
did
it was
he? Eight
yeah.
years. Eight for 11 years. 88. Was it? Well, no. Was it 10
eight
years?
Eight for 90.
Yes.
Eight for 90.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems ridiculous to me.
And I also just, notwithstanding what Don Sweeney was reporting or were reacting to in the reporting, but not exactly a demeanor I would recommend. Like the hard ass thing. Like, why don't you figure it out before you start attacking him for not being at camp because you haven't given him market value? Like, yeah. It's not, I mean, Swayman is rightfully holding all the cards. Wouldn't you do the same thing?
Yeah. What's next, Chime?
Well, speaking of Don Sweeney, let's hear another cut from Don Sweeney yesterday when they came back and asked him again about, like, the inaccuracies that he had referenced. Here was his back and forth about the spitting chiclets, guys.
So go ahead and ask me a specific one. If you got knowledge of it, like that we haven't offered an eight-year deal or we haven't, you know, we're not willing to compromise or we haven't moved on things. Like, at the end of the day, I'm not talking about specifics. You're just not going to get it. But, you know, the fact, I did reference one, as a matter of fact. I think it's bullshit that somebody says, I wouldn't return a call for 3 weeks. There, that's inaccurate. Was it written? Was it said? Was it written?
That one, I'm not sure.
Well, I will tell you, you know, I don't listen to podcasts. I said my son loves Biz, thinks he's fabulous, and he's a great entertainer, okay? But at the end of the day, they're inaccurate. And that's okay, because that's all part of the business nowadays. It's okay if you turn around and say it's your opinion or your belief and such, but don't report it as fact. That's all. That's all I'm asking.
I was hoping he said, I love Greg Hill, but you know what? There's not a deal that we're almost getting done.
Well, actually, yeah. Wiggy, it's funny you mentioned that. He was asked directly about a report from the morning.
You mean from the you're referring to the Coco Bomb?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I am referring to the Courtney Coco Bomb.
Yeah. Yep. Swing and a miss.
And this is this is what Sweeney had to say.
Don, it seems pretty obvious now, but just to clear it up too, there was a report out there this morning that it was a done deal with Sweeney. That's obviously not true, not correct.
It's 100% inaccurate. Does that make it any more pointed than that?
Damn. Yeah. He shot that Coco Bomb out of the sky.
I know.
Before it can even get close to the ground.
Wait, Wiggy, did you say Coco Bomb?
Yes.
Okay.
Damn, Courtney, you got to get back in them streets. You got to stop beating them streets again.
I got to find new sources, Wiggs.
Yeah, you got to get something.
But this is an honest question. If I'm whispered to, am I supposed to just keep it to myself?
No. You trust the source.
Yeah.
You said you had two sources.
Yes.
And you trust them.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah. you're not writing for the paper of record. And then, I think you're... this is an entertainment program. Do people get that?
No, people are mad, and that's fine. And I hope that Don Sweeney isn't, you know, mad at me. If he is, whatever. But I hope that they get it done. And if it comes out today, then it'll be interesting.
Yeah. And Greg, you always say you should have a second one to back it up. Was the second source part of the first source's circle?
Yes.
Oh, see, so that's technically like one source.
Yes. Well,
not really.
I feel like I don't know if you want me to do this, but I have to do it. I can reveal that the second source was one of the concierges at Echelon that Courtney talks to.
Nope, it wasn't. Nope.
Fart sounds will never not be funny.
And it's someone I've known for a really long time. Really long. And, I thought that they were more...
But you didn't hear from them yesterday at all?
Nothing.
Well, that's
crickets.
That's weird.
Did you
I don't talk to this person every single day. Like, it's not...
Yeah. Did you shoot him a text and be like, hey,
him or
what
her?
Happened?
No, I did not.
Hmm.
No, I was too busy just,
All right. We going to get to Cassis?
Yeah, let's get to Tristan Cassis. He spoke with our guys after the game yesterday and had this to say about kind of how he gets himself fired up. It was an interesting place that he went, but here was Tristan Cassis.
I try to just go with the flow, you know, just join the vibe of the team and help us win ball games. But, you know, I got to remind myself that I did miss, you know, an off-season's worth of time. It was 4 months, and, you know, that's a lot of time without seeing pitches and getting that contact. And, you know, even when I came back, you know, even now, you know, there's still a little bit of, you know, discomfort with that swing, but it's okay. It's, you know, coming down to the wire, but he's a little banged up. And so is Trev, you know, going in the shower with him, weird enough, seeing him naked, but seeing that scar on his shoulder, you know, it fires me up. You know, everybody's kind of banged up right now, and you know, him coming out and finishing us the season with us on a high note, you know, it's you know, it's really special to see. But you know, everybody in here is, you know, grinding through something, and that was what the motivation for me was to get back out here.
Are you supposed to look in the shower?
No, you never look in the shower. That's the
scar?
Number one rule.
On the back.
Yeah, so...
Did he say it was on the shoulder? It was
shoulder.
Yeah, back shoulder, so, I'm assuming, or maybe side shoulder.
I'm talking to you right now, I can see your shoulder.
Yeah, I understand.
So,
yeah, but you never say you saw it in the shower.
Right.
Number one rule as an athlete, first thing, it's on the wall of unwritten rules. Eyes up.
In the shower with him, weird enough, seeing him naked, but seeing that scar on his shoulder, you know, it fires me up.
Fires him up.
Can I just say this? I really hope they trade Cassis this offseason.
You do?
God, is he annoying.
I like him, Curtis.
I like him, too.
What do you like about him?
He's like a kind of an offbeat kind of fellow.
And he has this... Curtis, he has the same roly as Greg.
Yeah,
you forget.
I mean, a guy who still says it hurts to swing, has every excuse in the book, thinks he's already arrived, hasn't arrived. No, thank you. Have
Curtis,
a good day.
He's going down the Hotto road?
No, I just, to the fact that he was bitching about, like, saying that he was getting stabbed in his ribs when he was in rehab, but then telling other people that he was perfectly healthy. Not my cup of tea.
All right.
All right. Well, that is, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Wiggy, you sent the bat signal out earlier for your guy TC.
Yeah.
He's on hold if you want.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to let him know that hockey players are just like football players, man. When they don't get their money, they're holding out.
All right. So we'll get to TC, and then why don't we get to Courtney in the news coming up at 8 on this morning show.